Monday afternoon, Amber Batts was sentenced to 5.5 years in prison after pleading guilty to sex trafficking in the second degree. The defendant was running the sex trade business Sensual Alaska that served people around the state. Batts connected sex workers with clients who were pre-screened for safety concerns, and then she took a portion of the fee. She has already 2 felonies on her record. State Assistant Attorney General Adam Alexander prosecuted the case. He says the case was not about the morality or legality of prostitution.
Our hope in prosecuting broader sex trafficking enterprises is to create a safer environment for individuals who are caught up as workers in that trade, in an environment where those people feel comfortable disclosing when they're being victimized. And unfortunately, our experience, again, on the ground here in Alaska is that more often than not, the people who are working in the sex trade are victims of exploitation.
Alexander says many participants in the sex trade are vulnerable and have experienced trauma. But sex trade worker advocate Tara Burns says members of the industry are being prosecuted for actions that make the sex trade safer.
So we work indoors instead of, you know, out on the street. And that is called having a place of prostitution now, which is felony sex trafficking in the third degree. We share clients and we communicate with each other about clients to see if they're safe. Have you seen this guy? Was he safe? And that is now called, you know, a sex trafficking ring or a prostitution enterprise. And that's felony sex trafficking in the second degree.
Burns has worked in the industry for 20 years, and her organization, Community United for Safety and Protection, is lobbying to change the state's laws. More than 30,000 people have signed an online petition in support.
We are asking for the Alaska legislature to repeal the new sex trafficking laws. We want to be able to go to the police and report crimes like sex trafficking without having to worry about being charged with felonies now instead of just prostitution.
The laws passed in 2012. The human rights group Amnesty International recently adopted a resolution supporting the decriminalization of consensual sex work, saying that it will make it safer for the workers.